Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Andy Hart of Patriots Football Weekly, and the NFL draft has come to a close. The Patriots having 7 picks on Saturday, leading things off defensively with Trey Flowers, defensive end out of Arkansas. This is a guy who started every game last season, also led his team in tackles for loss and sacks. Looks like another versatile athletic pickup for the Patriots.
Certainly coming out of the SEC where he was very productive. I think, you know, he can play the run, has a decent pass rush ability. And I think this is one of those picks maybe a year early that we talk about with Bill Belichick. You're going to have Chandler Jones approaching a contract year. You're going to have Rob Ninkovich 10, 11 years in the league. At some point, he's going to start to get a little older. You kind of refresh the depth there at defensive end.
And the Patriots, you know, pretty much go heavy on defense throughout the entire draft. But a pair of offensive linemen, Florida State guy, one that we talked about, but then out of Georgia Tech as well. Two guys who kind of add depth to that position.
Well, certainly we talked leading up to the draft that some of the biggest needs were defensive tackle. Boom, you get Malcolm Brown early. Guard was another one. They went double dip at the guard position. Trey Jackson is a guy we all talked about because of the Florida State connection. I think the interesting thing about these two guys, beyond just that they took them, is the type of guards they are. They're a little bit bigger, more powerful guards. And you look at these are guys less athletic maybe than we've seen from Patriots guards in the past, but then it makes sense when you look at the AFC East, where Miami, Buffalo, New York have very, very good defensive lines with big, stout defensive tackles that this offensive line is going to have to deal with on a yearly basis. I think Trey Jackson could come in and compete for a starting job right away.
That's something to keep an eye on, but something maybe people didn't see coming. Joe Cardona, long snapper out of Navy, except for maybe our guy Bob Sosie, in the 5th round. A little surprising there.
You know, there's only been 4 long snappers drafted in NFL history. 2 of them are by the Patriots now with Cardona. You know, it'll be interesting to see what his issues are with Navy. Can he be available full-time to be the long snapper for an NFL team? Does he have to wait a year or two, go through his commitments there? But, you know, a long snapper from Navy, a special teamer, a hardworking guy, that's a perfect Bill Belichick pick.
I was a little disappointed not to see a running back taken, but a cornerback late, Daryl Roberts. What does that mean?
Well, it means he's not going to play right away. Generally, when you get drafted late or undrafted, you're not going to come in and start right away. This is a team we thought they were looking to replace Darrell Revis and Brandon Browner. I think you're going to have to go with the free agents they signed and some of the depth within Malcolm Butler. I like the pick. He's a depth guy. He may someday, year or two down the line, be getting more playing time. But right now, it looks like we talked about, they drafted a guard that could come in right away. They drafted Malcolm Brown, could come in right away. But at cornerback, you're probably going to lean on the guys that were on the depth chart before the draft.
Obviously building a lot more up front as well and with the linebackers. So football is in full swing. That will do it, though, for Andy and myself for now. And we'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.